You're listening to the Amphion Youth Choir. And they had a special guitarist on that one. He's got a goatee, and it's a red one. His name is what?
That's Garrett.
That's Garrett. That guitar was perfectly in tune. I didn't even hear you tune it up, but you came in just exactly in tune.
We were ready to go.
Yeah, it's terrific. Now, you know, this would be a wonderful time for me to play Garth Brooks' The Thunder Rolls. But we'll see about that. And for right now, I want to remind you folks out there in Radioland that this group can be heard in concert. They're just wonderful. And I just think you ought to go to the St. Matthew's Episcopal Church and hear these wonderful people. Is this the whole group?
This is actually about one third of the group.
Here, I figured as much. You're hiding some others. Or they couldn't all fit in the studio, maybe.
Right. Yeah, there's about 60 of us when we're full strength here.
Wonderful. And how long have you been associated with the group, Steve?
We started the group, 9 years ago.
Right.
And we were kind of kicking around an idea of some way people can keep singing over the summer. And through some conversations with some people who were, wound up being charter members of the group,
right,
we decided to put it together. And it's just been great ever since. So, yeah, we started in the summer of 2010, which is, seems so long ago now.
Five minutes.
And we kicked around an idea of Amphion. And Amphion's kind of derived from Greek mythology. He was one of the many, many sons of Zeus in Greek mythology. And he and his twin brother, Zethus, were charged with building the walls around the citadel in Thebes. Zethus was a huntsman, big and strong. Amphion was a gifted singer and musician. And he was given a magical lyre, a harp, by Hermes. Mm-hmm. And as they were picking up the stones, Zethus was picking them up and carrying them with great effort. And Amphion was playing the harp, and the stones moved and followed him into place.
You know, that's a very, very, very common thing in the ancient mythologies, mm-hmm, of music causing the stones to rise and go into place. It's really fascinating. I wonder if they did have some sort of technique where vibrations, you know, cause everything's vibrations. Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, anyway, this group is just wonderful, and I'm really so thoroughly enjoying you. And so, Steve, have you been in music in Austin for a long time?
Yes, I graduated here from UT.
Right.
Some time ago, I won't specify.
Right.
And I've been singing around, was in the in Consperare for,
right,
from the early days on, and still,
right,
as often as I still can.
Right.
And I teach high school up in Leander.
Yeah. Where our transmitter is.
Right.
KUTX 98.9, right, Leander. And so let's have another song.
Great. This is by an American composer named Vienna Tang. It's called The Hymn of Axion.
Boy, we're all over mythology today.
Right. It's interesting. A lot of our concert is based upon how connected we are as a society and as a world, and yet we hear all these stories about people who feel lost. Mm-hmm. Despite all this communication and information at our fingertips. And this piece is a lot about how you can leave your life open. You don't have to hide. Somebody always hears you. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful and also kind of how terrifying that can be. So this is the Hymn of Axion.